Now let's go back to a little bit of politics. The Labour Party deciding to back independent Catherine Connolly's bid to become our next president. Ms Connolly already has the support of the Social Democrats and People Before Profit. Louise Byrne, political correspondent with the Irish Examiner, joins us with more. And Louise, in 2016, Catherine Connolly said the Labour Party had lost its soul. She left Labour in 2006 when she wasn't selected as Michael Dee's running mate for that general election in 2007. So why have Labour decided to back her bid for the Oireachtas in 2025?
It's come quite full circle, Ónia, hasn't it? She left the party allowed to run alongside Michael D. Higgins, and now she is seeking to replace him in Oireachtas on Nuked Run. But this was a question that has been asked for several weeks now since it emerged that Catherine Connolly was going to be a candidate of the left. And there were questions over whether or not Labour would back her. Some within the party were quite opposed to it. It was reported that Ivana Bacic, the Labour leader, was in favour of backing Catherine Connolly, that perhaps some of the newer TDs were in favour of backing Catherine Connolly. And what happened that there was a consultation with Labour membership this week, and it came back that the majority of those people, that membership, was in favour of backing Catherine Connolly. So there was a joint meeting last evening of the Labour Parliamentary Party and the party's executive board, and they met for quite a while. It was kind of 50-50 yesterday whether this decision was going to be made, but they met and ultimately they agreed that they would back Catherine Connolly, despite that bad blood, like you say, and despite Catherine Connolly very recently making those comments about Labour losing its soul.
So now we have two declared candidates, a lot of wannabes, and we're waiting to see what Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin do in terms of nominations. Is that right?
We are, and they are holding their powder quite dry. I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on Sinn Féin after this move by Labour to back Catherine Connolly. Do they want to back a candidate of the left? Do they want to potentially split the vote by putting their own candidate forward? I thought it was interesting last weekend. Obviously, all attention is on Mary Lou MacDonald on what she would choose to do. But in an interview with the Irish Times, Michelle O'Neill said that Mary Lou MacDonald will lead Sinn Féin to the next election. So that very much sounds like she might be staying where she is. So Who are the other candidates? Fianna Fáil, again, keeping their powder dry. Micheál Martin saying that he wants to choose the party's candidate in September. Part of that is, I suppose, to keep that whoever it is away from the media for the summer when we're all looking for things to do in the depths of August where it's very, very quiet. So I think there will be a lot of names being thrown around. We're hearing them all the time. There's a lot of mischievous backbenchers throwing names out there all the time. You're hearing the likes of Paddy Bonner, Niall Quinn, Deirdre Heenan, also party grandees such as Eamon O'Queeve and Pat the Cope Gallagher. So both Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin not saying what they're doing until September, which is going to leave us a very, very short time before that election, probably towards the end of October.
And very briefly, Louise, at least Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin, those names that you're mentioning, if they do go for any of those in terms, they would get the nomination. There's a lot of celebrity names being discussed, and their route to getting any kind of nomination to run any kind of serious campaign would look to be completely blocked.
Absolutely. And I think the likes of Conor McGregor's or Michael Flatley's, they need 20 Oireachtas members to back them, or the backing of four county councils. And the composition of those councils, the majority are Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael. And then where they're not, they're perhaps Sinn Féin, Labour, Stock Dems have a very strong presence on those councils. So it really seems impossible that you're going to see any more than three or four candidates in this election.
OK, so despite all the speculation, I suspect people are about to read over the next month. Louise Byrne, political correspondent from the Irish Examiner. Thank you. It's 12 minutes to 9.